Violet Sidhu burst through the door of the one and only portable at Holloway Hills Middle School. She froze, realizing she was late. All eyes landed on her and the large cardboard box she held. She swallowed hard. Would Mrs. Monk be mad? All right, Junior Biz Builders, Mrs. Monk continued from where she stood at the front of the portable, addressing the seventh graders. The bell had rung minutes ago, letting everyone know school was done for the day. Junior Biz Builders was an after-school program that taught students how to start and run a business. Mrs. Monk turned her attention to Violet. Well, don't just stand there. Take a seat. She gestured to the desks in front of her. Violet's friend Jordan Cartwright jumped up.
Here, Vi, let me help you.
She grabbed one side of the box.
It looks heavy.
It was heavy, which seemed odd to Violet. Something inside the box seemed to shift suddenly as she and Jordan carried it to a free desk beside Becky Benansky. Violet, Jordan, and Becky were a Biz Builders team, preparing to sell Violet's crocheted hats at the Christmas fundraiser. When Violet and Jordan put the box down, a meow came from inside, followed by scratching sounds. The girls looked at each other. Violet, said Mrs. Monk, did your box just meow?
I think so.
A gray paw shoved its way through the top of the box, where cardboard flaps had been crisscrossed to keep it closed. Jordan and Becky looked at each other wide-eyed, their mouths gaping. Violet pulled the flaps of the box open all the way, and a fluffy gray cat bounced out.
Celeste!
Violet gasped as the cat ran around the room hissing at the other students. The cat backed herself into a corner as Mrs. Monk stepped toward her, then faced the Biz Builders again.
Sorry, Mrs. Monk, said Violet. I don't know how she got in there.
Violet peeked into the box, then quickly looked back at Mrs. Monk. Her chest tightened. What was she doing in there? Do I need to remind you of the rules about pets at school?
No, said Violet. She wasn't supposed to be there.
Mrs. Monk nodded in understanding. We've got 10 days until the Christmas fair, she said. If your team hasn't already brought their products in, please do so in the next few days. We'll spend Friday afternoon setting up the gym for the fair. The students nodded, looking around the room at each other. For those of you that have service-based businesses, there are a number of tasks you can sign up for here. She held up a piece of paper. We'll need teams to take food bank donations for admission to the fair, as well as teams to run the wrapping station and the popcorn and refreshment booths. You will all be responsible for cleaning up after the fair. Mrs. Monk had told the Junior Biz Builders last week that while the event was being run by both the 7th grade Junior Biz Builders and the 8th grade Biz Builders, the grade that earned the most profit would get to choose the charity, approved by Mrs. Monk, that would benefit from their donation. As the sign-up sheet circulated around the class, Violet turned to Jordan and Becky, since they were selling hats and not required to sign up for another job.
Where are all your hats?
Asked Becky. Violet's eyes grew big. She'd been wondering the same thing, along with how Celeste had gotten into the box.
June, she hates it when I call her Gran, must have brought the wrong box. You call your grandma June?
Jordan asked in awe. Violet nodded.
It's her name. She says Gran makes her feel old. That's so cool, said Jordan. My grandma makes me call her Grandma Peters. She's so formal.
Jordan made a funny face. Violet stood.
Sorry, guys. I better get Celeste. June will kill me if I lose her cat.
As soon as Celeste spotted Violet, she darted out of the corner, her rhinestone-studded collar sparkling as she ran to Violet.
Poor kitty, Violet said, stroking her head. What were you doing in there?
The box was empty. And Violet couldn't understand how June hadn't noticed the cat hiding in there, and who would have closed the flaps, shutting her in.